Now there's another striking feature of this section, and it's constantly repeated. Verse 11 says, "No meal offering which ye shall bring unto the Lord shall be made with leaven, for ye shall burn no leaven nor any honey in any offering of the Lord made by fire." Now these are the exclusions. This is what's kept out of the offering. Now leaven, we've already indicated this once. We're going to come to it again and again. Leaven in Scripture is everywhere presented as a principle of evil. The Lord Jesus Christ warned his disciples of the leaven of the Pharisees. What was he talking about? He said the doctrine, the teaching of the Pharisees. And that's leaven, evil teaching today. And leaven is a principle of evil. We'll be talking about that again and going into detail about it. Now, leaven is to be kept out. There's no evil in Christ. "Which of you convinceth me of sin?" Well, there's no sin in his life. And then honey was not to be put in it. And that represents natural sweetness, and it'll sour too. Leaven, you know, is a souring thing. Now, there are Christians today that have a lot of honey in their life. They assume a pious pose in public. They wear a Sunday smile. Butter will not melt in their mouths. They call everyone brother and my dear so-and-so, and their halo is polished with the latest miracle cleanser. Yet these same folks can and do engage in vicious slander and malicious gossip. They're more dangerous than a killer with a gun. Instead of the halo, the horns are prominent. And I know some folk, they have done everything they can to undermine my ministry. There are not but less than a half a dozen. But you know what they say to my face? They say, "My, how we love you, brother." Well, I tell you, when I got folk who love me like that, who needs enemies? May I say to you, there are a lot of folk that have honey in their lives. They butter you up. The Lord Jesus, he told it like it was, friends, and that's what we need to do today. Now, we're told here in verse 13 that salt shall be put in it. That's the salt of the covenant, still dealt that way over in that land today. The salt of the covenant. And may I say to you, it speaks of faithfulness. And he is faithful. Oh, it's said in Revelation, after he'd finished his earthly life and had moved back into eternity, he's called faithful and true. That's the Lord Jesus. By the way, we ought to be faithful today and found faithful. And we find in the law of the first fruits, again, that every morning with the burnt sacrifice, there was to be a meal offering, that which speaks of the humanity of Christ, for he offered himself and his body for your sins and mine.